Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your brother, your host, God Win. And all I do is provide you with information to put you in the position to win each and every day. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest here, a woman that I respect, a woman that has taken herself to the next level. We're going to talk about trials and tribulations. We're going to talk about health, all that great stuff. I want to introduce y'all to an intelligent, fierce, courageous woman that knows about health, but not only that, how to get yourself in the best health possible. Lynetta Muhammad Watson, give it up for her.
Hello, everybody. Great introduction.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I do my best. I do my best to put the spotlight on people. So, like always, we have conversations about just about everything. But I really want to focus on you, your journey, your fitness journey, because a lot of times we go through these journeys and we just think it's by ourselves and we learn a lot. And unfortunately, we don't teach others or just inform others how they can do it. So, first of all, just give the audience something about you. Talk about you a little bit.
I'm not sure what they want to know.
Well, let's talk about your education. What type of education do you have?
First and foremost, I am Lynetta Muhammad Watson. I am the wife of Winston Watson.
I ain't say that, but she gonna say that, but go ahead.
But I am the wife of Winston. I am formerly a registered nurse, licensed in the state of Illinois, Georgia, and North Carolina. I graduated with my bachelor's in 2007, and most recently, I just obtained my master's in healthcare administration this past 2022. So very formally educated, been working in healthcare for the last 20 years. Started straight out of college as a registered nurse, working maternity, did labor and delivery, did NICU, did PEDS. I've done some ambulatory care and now working in case management.
So with our conversation, I focus on health a lot because, of course, my running journey, everything like that. And she has been there since day one. She has been hearing me talk about running 24/7 every day and everything like that. But she was also on her journey and stuff. So just give a brief. What was your fitness journey like? Let's start from the beginning.
You want to know, like, over the past year or just early on in life?
Let's start with the past year. The past year.
So, give or take around September of last year, 2021, me and you had quite the extensive conversation about my health and my weight gain. So, we decided to go see a trainer together. And from that process, I embarked on this journey to, you know, not necessarily lose weight, but to get in better health, get in better shape, and just take back control of my life.
Now, during this process, she spoke about the conversations and the arguments. Let me tell my fellas out there. So I decided that I was going to be her trainer, and that didn't work at all.
Absolutely not.
No, that did not work. It's just something about taking orders or taking directions from your mate. This doesn't gel well. So I had to make the executive decision to take it from my hands and put in the Lord, but not only that, get a fitness trainer, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it at all.
And I couldn't do it. It's just the dynamics are not always there in the beginning. But now we work together cohesively, but in the beginning, yeah, definitely wasn't working. It was awful from start to finish.
I ain't gonna say it was awful. It was pathetic. It was terrible. Yes, very challenging. Now, you know, going back to the whole health thing, when it comes to your history on your family side, was athletics, did they talk about athletics? Was it like focus on athletics? Did you have any athletes in your family? All right, so just going back, when it comes to your family history, the athletics, did they focus on that? Did you have any athletes in your family?
No, not necessarily. Not that I'm aware of. Nobody was like a star basketball player or anything like that. I can't even say that exercise was prominent in my house. It's not that I didn't have parents that like walked or anything like that, but it wasn't a priority. I played tennis in high school. You know, I did what every other kid did. You know, you walk, things like that, but I wasn't an athlete per se. I played tennis. That was the extent of my athleticism in high school.
Nah, was you close to Serena Williams? Like, absolutely. When your tennis skills?
Absolutely not.
I understand.
Absolutely. I wouldn't even dare put myself on that level.
I played football. I was nowhere near going to the NFL. Definitely not. So in the beginning, like, what was your views on food and eating healthy?
I mean, unfortunately, like so many people, there weren't really any rules and regulations in my house. I mean, I grew up in a Muslim household, so of course we didn't eat certain things, but there were still no restrictions on the things that we did eat. So there weren't, you know, eat fruits and vegetables all day. Yeah, that was a part of the meal, but it wasn't drilled per se like that. So I just ate. We ate breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We ate out just like anybody else. So it wasn't a restrictive thing in my family, but it wasn't, oh, you got to eat the best of foods all day, all night. No, nothing like that. We just ate.
Now, was it like working out? What about working out? Was that part of your family plan? No, like,
nobody worked out in my family. I can't remember any relative of my mother. Occasionally, she worked out, my dad occasionally, but outside of the basic workout, walking, jogging, something like that, yeah, nobody worked out in my family. Yeah, my family was not the most athletic people.
I understand that too, because my family definitely didn't work out. We didn't go to the gym.
No.
When it came to eating, we ate what we liked, our taste buds. So it was like fried chicken and so on. So, let's go to your health. So, when did you realize that you was unhealthy? What was that moment?
I will say, the moment I went into that trainer and we had that consult, and what they do now is so different than what they did back in the day. They have like a biometric machine that they put you on, and it literally measures everything. Your weight, your body fat, your water percentage, your skeletal muscle mass. And when I got off that machine and they gave me that printout, I was totally taken aback. Like, I couldn't believe, because on the outside, you look how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Most often, we don't measure how we look on the inside. So that kind of gave me a eye-opener on how I was internally, not necessarily physically on the outside, because I wasn't huge per se.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when that biometric told me I had the heart of a 70-year-old, and it was like, you gotta reevaluate your life. I'm only 36.
Mm-hmm.
36 at the time, 37. So yeah, so that was kind of when I realized, like, okay, you gotta do something. Like, that's not good. You work in healthcare, you talk to people all day long about not just the physical outside, but making sure you're internally healthy. And here you is walking around like you 70 years old.
So let me ask you this. So why you ain't just going to denial? Because sometimes when people see numbers and the stats and everything, they go into denial, like, yeah, this ain't true. Why you ain't going to denial?
No, I was in denial for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the conversations between amongst us, you can testify that I was in denial for a long time. But I guess at that particular moment, you can't argue with the truth. If you are true to who you are and true to yourself, you can't argue with the truth. You know, it's that old saying, numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell yourself all day long what you think you look like, but when you get those numbers, it's like the results. It's like any. Yeah, so but it's like any other test result. You know, when you get those lab results, you get those STD results or any other results.
Not the STD results.
Just saying, it is what it is. Ain't no that's the truth. You know, so I think at that moment, I couldn't argue with the truth. The truth is what it is. Like, this person don't know me from a can of paint. She wasn't there to skew my numbers, to help me out, or make you look bad, or vice versa. So at that point, I had to accept reality. This is where I'm at. What do I want to do? You can either make some changes now, or you can proceed on how you've been living. And so I made the choice that, hey, I need to make some changes. First and foremost, starting mentally and then physically.
So as you reflect on this whole process, right, what do you think caused you to get to that point?
Life. I think people just, life. Life gets the best of all of us. We went from being able to actively come and go as we pleased, we went into a whole pandemic where people were literally locked down. Me working in healthcare, I don't think I've ever worked that much in my life. Like, constant working, working, working. You can't really go enjoy the fruits of your labor. You're just working, going home, eating, sleeping. You know, it was something that none of us had ever experienced before. So it's like, you already had life before that where you enjoying life and not really caring. And then you get thrust into this environment where it's like, you can't, even if you wanted to, you know, enjoy nature, go out for a walk, go to the gym, things like that, that you had the option to do before. You didn't even have that option, you know. And for me, I know me personally, I can't work out at home.
Yeah.
I'm not that. If I don't go into an environment where it's structured and I know what the routine is, I'm not going to do it. When someone tell you, I ain't working out at home.
Yeah.
He has bought me all types of
stuff. And we continuously work on her.
Building the habit of working out at home. So working out at home. So when COVID hit, it was like all I was doing is working and being home. And just like many other millions of people, not just me, hundreds and thousands of million other people, we picked up that, what we call that COVID weight. So, you know, it affected me just like it affected hundreds and thousands of other people.
Mm-hmm. So what was the weight when you got on that scale? What was the weight?
Okay. So in all transparency, women don't usually like to tell their weight and although their age. But for the sake of transparency, I am 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
So I'm short.
Yes.
I have ballooned up to 187. Mm-hmm. That is the heaviest I have ever been. I wasn't even that heavy when I had my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I had ballooned up to 187 pounds. So in medical terms, I'd be considered morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, so that 187, because that when I seen it, I was like, dang! But I always have faith in you that you'd be able to turn things around because you got that natural ability to do well in general. Whenever you put your mind to it, you make it happen. So what was the strategy? How did you want to attack this particular situation in your mind? What was going through your mind?
The first thing, of course, how did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in order to attack it, you have to first and foremost reflect on how you got here. What decisions were you making to put you in this position? So I knew in order for me to be successful, I had to literally take a step back and evaluate what got me here. You know, so that means not being active, not eating the best, you know, snacking.
Did you blame people?
Blame. I mean, for the most part, you blame the usual stuff. Life, stress, work. I got a kid. I got a husband. I got a spouse. You know, it's the normal. Of course I did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Of course. Of course I blamed, you know, myself, of course. You know, yeah, of course. That comes naturally.
All right. So my next question is, in your opinion, how important it is to prioritize working out in your health?
In my opinion, it totally depends upon where you are in life. You know, you can't always say what another person needs to do or needs not to do. But with that being said, there does need to come a point in your life where you prioritize your health up there with everything else that you prioritize. If you're married, your spouse is your priority. If you have kids, your kids are your priority. If you have a career, your career is your priority. At some point in your life, you have to take a step back and add your health and wellness to that, whether that be your physical health or your mental health. You have to add that to the top. So for me, it was like, I've always excelled. If I put my mind to it, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to, I knew I wanted to be this, that, and the third. I did it. No problems asked. No problems. I knocked it out. So when it came to this, I just had to treat it like this. So like I always tell you, now for me, working out is just like getting up, going to work.
Ooh, talk.
Taking care of my daughter, you know, making sure she good. Taking care of my husband, making sure it's like no other. It's an agenda just like any other agenda. It's just like my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give my career 100,000%, give my relationship 1,000%. My daughter gets 1,000,000%.
She get 1,000,000, everybody else get. You see, we got 1,000, the other one was 100,000.
But with that being said, I had to realize that if I truly wanted to be successful and challenging myself to live a more healthier life, I have to give it all and I have to put that as a priority.
So, to your sisters out there across this whole planet, they see they weight, they not feeling they weight, they know they need to do better, but they asking themselves, where can I start? What should I do? Let's start something small. That mountain is a very large mountain. It's a very large mountain. So let's just start small. What's some small little habits that they can do to get this, create that momentum into working out?
This is gonna sound untraditional, but first it starts with your mental.
Mm-hmm.
Your mental is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really be in a place where you are willing to challenge yourself, or else it's not gonna work. So I always say, start with the mental. Reflect. Talk to yourself. Ask yourself, am I really ready to do this? Because sometimes we're not ready.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
good. That conversation with yourself.
Not ready for what we are about to embark on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really sit down and have that conversation with yourself and say, am I ready to do this? Once you've established that, okay, I want to take this journey, I always tell people, start with something fun. Exercise is not fun. It's not. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to make it like it's peaches. It is not something you wake up wanting to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that wakes up like, yay, let's go exercise.
Me? Nah, it's you not me. It's
like
not
that.
Me at all.
But what I will say, for me, I started off with Zumba. I found something that was fun, that can get me active, get me going, and from that, I build on. So I started with the Zumba. That's cardio. It's dance. If you like to dance, you get your workout, but it's also fun. You meet friends. You learn new moves. You know, so that way, it's not as tedious. It's not like, oh, let me go get on this treadmill. Let me go do these push-ups. So from there, I was able to build upon other exercises. Now, when I go to the gym, it's like, I go see my trainer 3 days a week. Bam. I already know when I hit the door, she coming full force.
Mm-hmm.
Five, do your warm up. You got 35 burpees straight. No talking, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but in order for me to get to that point where I can walk in her gym and do that, I had to fall in love with exercising. And that meant starting with something that I love. So if you know you're a woman that likes to run. Join a treadmill class. If you like the dance, do Zoom cardio dance. Do you like to strength and condition, start with a little small strength and conditioning class that you can build and lift weights. So it's all about, first and foremost, getting your mental prepared to take on this journey, and then choosing something that will keep you encouraged and wanting to do it. Even though I've lost a great deal of weight and I train heavy with my trainer, I still go to Zumba 3 days a week because that's my base. That is what got me into this. And in order for me to keep doing those other things, I got to keep doing the fun part that makes it fun for me.
Mm-hmm. So where do you, a couple of things. First, the second question, your fitness journey. Where do you see yourself in about 2 years when it comes to your health and your fitness?
Well, I think, I don't like to look at things in years per se. Okay. I think for me, it's just building healthy habits, mm-hmm. building consistency. Because for so long, I was just not consistent in exercising. Mm. You know, I did it from time to time, but I would never stay on that journey. So I think over the next 2 years, just my main focus is predicated on staying consistent and doing it and not quitting and giving up.
Yeah. And we go closing on now, and I definitely understand consistency. I'm the person that run every day. For the last 5 years, I want you to end this with some inspiration to your sisters out there that's, like I said, that's want to do better for themselves, but now that they understand that other people rely on them, and I always feel like you can't help anybody out if you're not helping yourself first. You got to make sure that you are good. So just end it with some positive notes.
I would just say anything you do is achievable. You can reach that goal. But I will say you have to want it for you. There'll be people around you motivating you to do it, but it's not going to be fulfilling. It's not going to be profitable. Whatever word or action you want to put on it, it's not going to matter unless it truly is deep within, from coming from within you. So just focus on you. People mm-hmm. are going to nudge you and tell you to do it this way, that way, that way. And that's all good intentions. The people closest to us usually have the best intentions. Winston had the very best intentions in trying to help me maneuver this health journey. But it just wasn't correlating because I wasn't there yet. So I would just say my word of advice is truly reflect on if this is something you want to do. And if it's a journey you want to do, make it for you, nobody else. Eventually, that'll come later. But do it for yourself first and foremost. And just take it one day at a time. No 2 days are ever going to be alike. So just take it one day at a time. If one day you can only do 5 push-ups, do those 5. But if the next day you can do 35, do it. So one thing I always say, just do a little bit at a time. That's my motto in life. Do a little bit at a time. A little bit goes a long way. The only thing you don't want to do is to not do anything. So just do a little bit at a time. And you'll start to see results. For the most part, I didn't think I was seeing results 2-3 weeks in, 4 weeks in. But that 6-month mark, that 7-8 month mark, oh, I started seeing it. And it gives you a little bit more confidence. So I just say, do a little bit at a time. Do it for yourself and not for anybody else.
I think that's excellent advice to the audience out there, whoever listening. I appreciate you coming out, talking to the fam and everything like that. This is a beautiful conversation. Make sure that you share this with 5 people that you love and tell those 5 people to share with another 15 people. We're just trying to get this positive message out there so we can do better as a collective, because when we do well, the world benefits. I want to thank Miss Lynetta Muhammad Watson for coming out. It's going to be more episodes, I guarantee it, because she was a natural on this microphone. Make sure that y'all subscribe, share, and I shall holler at you later. And remember that you are God.